Well, hey there. Welcome back to Pinterest for Equestrians. My name is Lindsay and I'm the owner and founder of Hoofprint Marketing, Pinterest and content marketing for equine businesses. So we're back today as part three of our three-part series of what you can do on Pinterest. So as you may have heard before, you can go to Pinterest as an equestrian and find amazing things. Tons of information out there, tons of ways you can shop. And today we're going to talk about being inspired. So this is kind of seems like a nebulous topic. Okay, why would I go to Pinterest just to be inspired? Isn't that something that has to happen to you? Well, believe it or not, my friend, Pinterest is set up to bring you fresh daily inspiration. And here's what I mean by that. So every time you log on to the Pinterest app, you're searching for something or you're looking closer at things that you found on your smart feed or on your following feed. And may have clicked for or clicked on, and Pinterest is smart and it knows what, based on what you've done on the platform, what you're interested in. And then from there, it tries to anticipate you and give you ideas for other things that you might be interested in that you didn't even know that you wanted to look for, right? So when you log on to your smart feed, Pinterest is taking all that information that it knows about you, and then it's pulling products, and sometimes it's pulling just amazing articles from all across the platform, and trying to tailor that experience for you. And so the more you search on Pinterest, the more you use it, the more it's going to try to narrow down what you like and other things that you might like based on those searches. So just by opening the Pinterest app, you're going to see new ways to be inspired every day. Say you're searching for projects like baby blankets to make, and Pinterest might be like, oh, I wonder if she can also knit, and then it suggests little baby hats that you can knit or crochet for babies too. And if you interact with it, then it'll continue to show you more of those kind of things, and if you don't, it'll just stick to the baby quilt. So it's very very smart in how it learns about you, because it wants to give you the best results possible and the best experience possible as a user. But say we want to go to Pinterest because we're working on a project, or we want to just get some encouragement. There's so many different ways that you can go to Pinterest to be inspired. So for example, the first way is possibly you want to decorate your house, and say you have a living room and you just want to have some equestrian notes in there. You may want to just add a little bit of horsey flair, just to kind of make it your own and, invite horses into your space, so to speak. So I can go to Pinterest, and in my search bar, if you go down to the bottom, there's a little magnifying glass next to the Pinterest icon, and that is your searching tool. So go ahead and click on that and type in equestrian decor, you can type in farmhouse decor, rustic decor, cowgirl decor, whatever you'd like. I'm going to do equestrian decor. And like I've said in previous episodes, when you go to Pinterest, if there are a lot of results, Pinterest might start narrowing it down and giving you other suggested, more narrower searches to kind of pin down what exactly you might be looking for. So if you pull up the search results for equestrian decor, I have all of these little keywords and they're kind of highlighted in these little colorful bubbles. It's so fun. So you can click on these little keywords to narrow your search. So I have bedroom, English, DIY, vintage, Ralph Lauren, living rooms, Western, interior design, rustic, modern, etc., etc. So I'm going to go, since I said I wanted to look at living rooms, I'm just going to scroll the feed and I see all kinds of things. And the thing is, Pinterest is going to give me kind of a good rounded mix of what people look for when they're looking for equestrian decor. So I see these stirrup bookends. I see these cute little DIY projects that people do with bits. Super cute. A little toilet paper holder with an old bit. So fun. And then I see, you know, horse paintings. I see fully decked out rooms and entryways that have either rustic or equestrian charm. Just some amazing things. But I do kind of want to narrow it down. So since I was talking about doing my living room, I'm going to click on living room. And so here I have inspiration for living rooms that have been fully decked out in equestrian gear. And then I see some blogger roundups of people who have found specific items that are really awesome for living rooms. And then I just see inspirational photos. And then I might want to save kind of like a few different things. So I think a couple of these rooms are super cute. So I might save these for just inspiration. So even if I don't use the exact products, I might want to come back and be like, oh, I like the colors I used on the wall. I like the idea of having a picture here and, you know, having this kind of pillow on my chair or something like it. But the idea is that you can gather inspiration. You don't necessarily have to go there straight to shop for things. So, but then I also see this cool roundup that looks like Horses and Heels has done, and it has some items that I'm like, oh man, I totally want this picture. So I can go ahead and click through and save that because it has a link to purchase it. And same thing. So say I want to narrow my search a little bit and look for specifically paintings that I can hang on my wall. I actually just clicked on a pin that has a cute little horse drawing. And now below it, I have tons of other horse drawings that are populating too. So I can pick my favorites, save it to a board, or just go straight through to purchasing it. So that's an amazing way to do a project. I've also seen people use Pinterest to plan Derby Day parties. So much cute inspo on Pinterest for Derby Day parties, or how to plan a cute little cowgirl party. And you can even look for, you know, cowgirl party ideas. Let's look at that really quickly. Cowgirl party ideas. And you can see what people have done previously. And then you can even buy these super cute horse party favor bags. So not only can you get inspired, but if you really like something, you can. A lot of times there will be options for people selling things so that you can make your DIY party just a little bit easier. So another thing, in addition to planning something, I do like going to Pinterest just to look for inspirational articles. And even though that's kind of a vague thing to look for on Pinterest, say I just fell off my horse. So, and I'm just really struggling with confidence, right? And so Pinterest is going to populate my feed with all kinds of content about falling off your horse. So I have, looks like there's a couple of memes that just encourages me. The one who falls and gets up is much stronger than the one who never fell. I might save that just to pin to my computer, save to my computer later, just to remind myself that everyone else falls. And then there's also some videos about reducing your risk from falling from your horse, or how to prevent falling off your horse. And then I also have some articles here, tips for falling safety, which would help me feel more confident about getting back on a horse, you know, knowing that there are things I can do to make the experience better. And then there's even articles about regaining my confidence in horseback riding. So not only am I getting tips on how to increase my safety in the future, but I'm also getting just some feel-good articles about how to regain my confidence in the saddle and just to feel better about getting back on the horse. And then also, you know, just feeling the solidarity that, you know, other awesome equestrians fall off too. So those are just a few ideas of how you can go to Pinterest to be inspired. Again, my name is Lindsay Rains, and I want to thank you so much for joining me on this Pinterest for Equestrians podcast. Until next time, bye now.